Last week, we got to meet Joseph for the first time in the scriptures, and we were told he was a righteous man. And in those particular verses that we read last week, he also had a dream, and the dream told him to take Mary as his espoused wife, and Joseph did what God commanded. This morning, we see Joseph once again, this righteous man, receiving instructions from the angel of the Lord. Did you notice that it's very distinct what God says to him through the angel in that dream? Get up. And then as we move down, we hear Joseph got up. So God commands, Joseph obeys. And because God commands and Joseph obeys, a child is born to us called Jesus. Because God commands and Joseph obeys, the child is removed from a place of danger and becomes a refugee in Egypt, so that in the midst of darkness and tragedy, the light is not extinguished from the world. And because Joseph hears from God, get up, and gets up, that light is once again brought into the land where he will proclaim his message of salvation to the world. So we have three things going on in the scripture today. We have a man, a righteous man, a man in a right relationship, doing exactly what God is commanding him to do without any hesitation. That right relationship of love allows light to remain in the world. And then we have another man, Herod, a man of power, not of love, a man not in a right relationship with God at all, who is so filled with fear and not faith, that he not only chooses to destroy infants, innocent infants, he picks an age range because he doesn't want to miss the child, and then he expands the territory because the child might have been moved. And families lose loved ones. I couldn't help, as I was reading this, remember a year ago that we here in this country were dealing with that very same thing, as the children at Sandy Hook Elementary and families were facing that tragedy. And that we had here in the scriptures verses that could speak to hope in the midst of despair. That even though darkness might try to overcome the light, we have the Star of Bethlehem, we have the light of the world born in a manger, but it is not there. It is removed from a place of darkness. Darkness cannot overcome it. Evil will not win. Even in this passage, will not win because of a righteous relationship one man has. Because that man does what God commands. Because that man listens to the voice of God in his dream. Christmas, Easter are all these times of joyous celebration. But what this particular passage reminds us is in the midst of joy, there is always despair. In the midst of a fallen and broken world, God's light might be present. And God's light will overcome. But there are moments when all we can see is the dark. There are moments when it is only the light of a candle that gives us that sense of hope. That there's always that tension in the midst of these times of joy, of the darkness and despair in the world. But the message is a message of hope because Christ returns. It's almost, have you ever been in the dark with your flashlight or your candle because the power went out? And the room is really, really dark. Until you walk into it, and it brings in a little bit of light, and a little bit more light, and a little bit more light, till you suddenly can see the room. And then as you pass through, the darkness kind of comes back in again. But as you come back, the light returns. Darkness cannot win, and will not win in the world. Because the things of this world will pass, but the things of God will last forever. But the third thing that is happening in the midst of this passage is the prophetic word. God's word was written, and the prophet spoke for a particular time in a particular place. And it meant something then. And then we have here in this time moving forward where Jesus and Joseph making decisions in the immediacy of the moment. Not thinking, oh, this fulfills that scripture. They simply made the choice of life, the choice of hope, and of following their Lord. And then later, as Matthew tells the story, he looks back and he can see further back and see the scriptures, the prophetic word that was lived out by the choices of the moment. This is a living word. So as we move forward even into today, as we move into the daily activities that we have, those times when we are in despair, those times when we are joyous. Sometimes do you wonder, are you in the dark and God's not here at all? Have you ever wondered that? I know Gwen's relationship is so strong, she wouldn't do that thing. But I have it sometimes kind of gone, where are you, God? But when we look back days later, it is revealed to us exactly where God was in the midst of that moment. That darkness didn't overcome our lives. That God was present there. So as we move forward into Epiphany, into the day when we celebrate with the wise men the gifts that they bring to the Christ child, we know that there are times of darkness, but the light will always overcome the darkness. That all we need is that right relationship with God, and God will provide the light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.